Arthur Ransom's Swallows and Amazons books have been a joy to generations of children. Two of the series were set on the Norfolk Broads, and a sailing boat once owned by the author is back on the Broads this week. The Nancy Blackett, named after one of Ransom's main characters in the stories, is now run by a charitable trust. Andy Morley is first mate, and he joins us now. Hello, Andy.
Hi there, Matthew.
Are you on board now?
We are. We're tied up alongside the Lydia Eva in Great Yarmouth, just below Haven Bridge.
Oh, this is wonderful. So, but you've already, I think, done some of the Southern Broads Network, haven't you?
Well, that's right. So we took over as crew on Saturday. The previous team had sailed up from the Orwell, and we went up through Lock, through Alton Broad, up to Beccles on Saturday night, where we enjoyed the hospitality of Beccles Amateur Sailing Club. And then we intended to head out back through Mutford Lock on the Sunday, but the Mutford Lock Swing Railway Bridge was jammed in the heat. So that seems to be a common theme, because instead then we thought we'd go to St Olives, but the same story with the Somerleyton Bridge. But not to worry, because we had a lovely sail back from the Swing Bridge to Alton Broad. We dropped to tied up to a mugwait in Alton Broad, and then managed to get out through Mutford Lock on Sunday morning. And then since then, we've been sort of held up a bit in, tied up next to the Mincalo and the Excelsior in the Norfolk and Suffolk Basin, having really a wonderful time exploring those two trusts and looking at their historic vessels. That's courtesy of the Laura Moncur, by the way, because Mark, who runs that particular XRNLI lifeboat, is taking her all around the UK, so his berth was vacant. So many thanks to him, and thanks also to the Lydia Eva Trust, because without them to tie up to next to the Yarmouth Town Hall Quay heading, we'd be having a much less comfortable berth than we have right at this very moment.
Well, all the unexpected, it's just what Arthur Ransom would have relished in his stories.
Absolutely.
Isn't it? Tell us about the story behind the Nancy Blackett, because he based at least one of his books, I think it was We Didn't Mean to Go to Sea, on this boat, didn't he?
That's absolutely correct, though. In the book, she's known as the Goblin, but she's the exact self-same boat in every detail other than the name. And he made his money from writing Swallows and Amazons, which was set in the Lake District. He got bored with sailing on lakes and writing about the Lake District. So he spent his money on the Nancy Blackett, as he renamed her. She was the Electron before that, built in 1931. And he brought her to the Orwell in Suffolk. And so the Suffolk book was We Didn't Mean to Go to Sea, so it's based on a voyage by the Goblin, which is really the Nancy Blackett, by four children, accidentally to sea over to Holland. But what we've been doing is, in part, we've been recreating the voyage of the Teasel, which he wrote about in Coot Club, where we picked up, joined where they would have arrived just near Alton Dyke and spent the night, and then they went up to Beccles and back. Sadly, we weren't able to recreate another part of that journey, which is where the Welcome of Rochester, a Thames barge, sailed from Breydon Water to Beccles, because we can't get through the New Cut anymore. This is a Thames barge, went through the New Cut at Haddiscoe, through the Swing Bridge there, but what used to be a lifting road bridge is now a fixed road bridge, which is a great pity, because if it wasn't for that, then boats like ours would be able to get from from Lowestoft to Yarmouth without having to put to sea, which we had to do today in rather adverse conditions, so as we could come round into the next stage of our journey up the Yare.
Well, enjoy your Norfolk trip and on the Broads and recreating Coot Club and maybe the Big Six. That was the other one, wasn't it?
That was the other one, yeah. And we've certainly had some sort of similar adventures and met all sorts of people who've lent us things like a quant and all that sort of thing. Thanks to Nick Ebbage for that. And then moorings and all sorts of hospitality. So it's been a great time.
Andy Morley, the first mate of the Nancy Blackett on this voyage, and, from the Trust as well, raising money, I'm sure, to keep this wonderful name alive. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you, Matthew. Bye-bye.